Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the sixth Aliyah of Parshas Akev, that is Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues to unclai Israel about Eretz Yisrael. Ki Aretz Asher Atav Hashem LiRishta, because the land that you are coming there to possess it, like Eretz Mitzrayim, it's not like the land of Mitzrayim Asher Atzem Misham that you left from there, Asher Tizra Zarecha, that you would plant your seed, Vishkisa Baragel Chagigana Yarek, and you water it with your feet like a vegetable garden. Viha Aretz Asher Atem Avim Misham LiRishta, the land that you're crossing over into it to possess it, Eretz Harmu, because it's a land of mountains and valleys, Limtar Shemayim Tishtemayim. From the rain of heaven, it's going to drink. Eretz Asher Hashem Lekecha Derish Aysa, it's a land that Hashem, your God, seeks out. Tamid Enei Hashem Lekecha Ba, Hashem's eyes are constantly on it. Meireshes Hashanah Vad Achres Shana, from the beginning of the year until the end of it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod. Like Eretz Mitzrayim, it's not like the land of Mitzrayim, Elotayv Heimena, it's much better than it. Venemar Avtachazul Yisrael B'tzias Mitzrayim, this promise was told to the Bnei Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. Shahayu Aimrim, they were saying, Shemaloi Navi Al Eretz Tavi Yafa Kazu, maybe we're not going to a land which is as good and fine as this one. Rashi tells us, you might think that when Moshe Rabbeinu said this pasuk, that this land is not like the land of Mitzrayim, he's trying to say something negative about Eretz Yisrael, and this is what he was telling them, like Eretz Mitzrayim, he, Ela Rahim, and it's actually worse. That's why we have a different pasuk that says, and now Rashi launches into a long description how the best and choicest land in Mitzrayim is not as good as the worst land in Eretz Yisrael. So jump to the next Rashi, Asher Etz Misham that you left from there, Afilu Eretz Ramses, Asher Yishavtem Ba, even the land of Ramses that you dwell there, that's where all the Yidden lived in Mitzrayim. It was the best of the land of Mitzrayim. Shenemar says, "B'meitav ha'aretz, af hi einek Eretz Yisrael." It itself is not like Eretz Yisrael. V'shkisa baragelcha, you water it with your feet like a vegetable garden. Eretz Mitzrayim ha'isa tzrichel havi mai minilus baragelcha l'ashgaisa. The land of Mitzrayim, you have to bring water from the Nile River with your feet, meaning you have to carry it and you have to walk in order to water all the fields. V'tzarchat alindin mishanas chavlamel, and you have to lose sleep and work really hard. V'anamach shaisa v'layak vaya, and only the lower lands get watered and not the upper ones. That's because water always goes to the lowest place. And you have to pick up the water from the lower parts to the higher parts. But this land, Eretz Yisrael, Limtar Shemayim Tishtemayim, Ata Yashan Amitascha, you could sleep on your bed. Hashem is going to water the lower areas and the higher areas, that which is revealed, that which isn't revealed, like one, and you don't have to do anything. Kigan Hayark, we said it's like a vegetable garden. She'ein Dailoi Bikshamim, it's not enough just to have rain on your vegetable garden. It also has to be watered with the feet and the shoulders, meaning you have to draw water and you have to schlep it all over your garden. So Eretz Yisrael is not like that. What is it like? Rashi Pasuk Yud Aleph tells us, Eretz Harmu, because it's a land of mountains and valleys. Meshubach Harman Amishar, mountains are much better than the valleys and the plains. Shamishar, when you're planting in a plain, Beves Karatu Zareya Kar, when you have an area of a car, you're able to plant only one car's worth. Aval Har, but when you're planting on a mountain, Beves Karimenu, when you have a mountain taking up one car worth of land, Chameshes Karim, you're actually able to plant five Karin. Arba Me'arba Shipuav, four on its four sides, Ve'echad Barashe, one on the top. Now, it's not literally 1-5 ratio. It just means you could plant much more on a mountain than you can on a straight field. Uvakais Hein Mishar, a beka, a valley, is a mishar. It's a plain, that's a regular field. And Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis tells us, Asher Hashem Lekecha Derish Aysa, it's a land that Hashem seeks out. So Rashi asks us, Valei Kol Aretzes Hu Derish, doesn't Hashem seek out all lands? Shenemar says, Laham Ter Al Eretz Loi Ish. So El Kiviyachal Einu Derish Ela Aysa, it's really Kiviyachal that Hashem only seeks out Eretz Yisrael, Valyidei Aysa Drisha Shadarsha, and through that seeking out that Hashem did of Eretz Yisrael, Darash's call Eretz's Ima, who sought out all the other lands, but Eretz Yisrael is the main land. Tamid Eini Hashem Lekecha Ba, Lirais Mahi Tzricha, Hashem is always looking, what does Eretz Yisrael need? Ulechadish Bagzeiris, and to have new decrees on Eretz Yisrael, Itim Lotayvif, Itim Lera, sometimes for the good, and sometimes not for the good. Kidi Yisib Rosh Hashanah, Mereshis Hashanah, from the beginning of the year, May Rosh Hashanah Nida in Mayhe B'Saifa, from Rosh Hashanah, from the beginning of the year, it's already judged what's going to be the end of the year. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, and here we have Kriya Shema, V'Hayan it will be, Im Shamaya Tishmol M'Sfaisai, if you listen to my commandments, Asher Noichim Tzaves Chamayim, that I command you today, Le'avas Hashem Lekechem Lavdoi, to love Hashem your God and to serve Him, B'chol Avavchem U'chol Nafshechem, with all your heart and all your soul. If so, I will provide the rain of your land in its proper time, the early rain and the late rain, and you're going to gather in your grain, and your wine and your oil, and I'm going to provide you with grass in your fields for your animals, and you're going to eat and you're going to be satisfied. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and take a look at the second Rashi, V'haya im shamaya tishmu, im tishma bayashan, tishma b'chadash. If you listen to the old, you're going to listen to the new, which means if you review everything that which you've learned, you're going to gain even more newer insights. And the same thing is, if you started forgetting everything, you're going to forget everything, meaning if you don't review that which you learned, then you're just going to forget everything. If you abandon me for a day, says the Torah, I'm going to abandon you for 2 days. I'm commanding you today. These commandments to be like they're very new and fresh. As if you heard them just today. To love Hashem. You shouldn't say, I'm really learning so that I can be wealthy. So that I can be called Rebbe. So that I can get reward. Everything that you do, do it out of love. And at the end, the honor will come. Serve him with all your heart. Avoida Shiba Lev, Avoida, which is in your heart, Vizuhi Tfila, that is referring to Tfila, to davening. Shatfila Kuri Avoida, because davening is called Avoida. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Elohach di Ant Palach Leb Tedira, your God that you constantly serve. And so Rashi says, Vichi Yesh Polchan Bavel, were they serving Hashem in Bavel? There was no Beis HaMikdash in Bavel. El Al Shahayim Espala was talking about that he would always daven. Shenemar says, Vichavin Psichon Le, Vichim David Omer with David Amelchet says, Tikon Tfilasi Kitaris Lefanecha, so davening is Avoida. Rashi asks, "Valikvar hizer, we were already warned in the parsha of Elhaftes Hashem Alekecha, b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha. So why is it that we have to repeat b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshechem? El azhar liyachid, azhar litzibur. This is a warning for the individual and a warning for the tzibur if they do not keep to this. Pasuk Yudalad in Rashi, v'nosati mitar artzechem, asi semash aleichem. If you do that which is incumbent upon you, afa ni esemash alai. I'm going to do what's incumbent upon me," says Hashem. Be'itay in its proper time, balelos, which is at nighttime. So as not to trouble you to have to walk around in the rain. Davarach, another way of explaining this is be'itay in its proper time, balele shabbasis. This is Friday night, shakel mitzvim batem. Everyone's in their houses, they're eating their sudas, and that's when it rains. And we know that if it rains on Friday night, that's a simen bracha. Yaira, what is Yaira? He reveal, this is a satiating rain, hanefels la'achar zriya, that falls after you plant, shemar v'sa'aretz. It quenches the land, v'sazraim, and everything that was planted. Umalkash, what's that? Reviya hayred v'samach l'katzer. That's a later rain that comes down right before the harvest, to fill the grain up in its stalks. Jump to the next Rashi. After the Ganecha, you're going to be the one to gather it all into your house, and your enemies are not going to gather it. And jump to Pasuk Tazvavin Rashi. You're not going to have to go bring your animals all the way out to the wild, all the way out to the fields and the forests to graze. You're going to be able to have them graze in your fields because there's going to be grass for them. Another way of understanding this is you're going to be able to cut down the grain that's growing in your field throughout the entire rainy season, and throw it in front of your animal so your animal could eat that. And just simply 30 days before the harvest, just don't cut the grain, and it's not going to be lacking anything from the original grain. So you're actually going to get numerous crops out of your grain. You could cut it in the middle of the rainy season, give it to your animal, and let it grow, and you'll be able to harvest it like normal. Rashi says, this is a different bracha. There's actually going to be a special bracha that's going to be in the bread that's in your stomach. You're going to eat and you're going to be satisfied. We know the Techacha, it says you're going to eat and you're not going to be satisfied. So this is a bracha that whatever you eat is going to satisfy you. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Dazayin. Hishamru lechem. Be very careful for yourselves. Penyiftel bavchem. Lest your hearts be seduced. Visartem vavatem lechim acherim. And you go astray and serve other gods. Vishtachavisem lechem. And bow down to them. Vichara af Hashem bochem. And Hashem's anger is going to burn against you. Vatzaras Hashemayim. And he's going to stop up the heavens, there will not be rain, and the ground will not provide its yield, and you'll be very quickly destroyed from this good land that Hashem gives you. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk design. Be careful. Since you're going to eat and be satisfied, be very careful that you don't kick back at Hashem. The reason why a person rebels against Hashem is because he's satisfied. Shneimer says, pen toichal v'savata, and what does it say afterwards? And that's in this week's parasha. So usually it's when we're full of good and we have money, when we have all goodness of the world, that's when we rebel against Hashem. Vesartem lifresh mina tyra, to separate yourselves from tyra. Because of that, you're going to serve other gods. Once a person leaves tyra, he clings to avodah zarah. David also said, who told him that? Since I'm being chased away and driven away and I'm not able to learn Torah, says David HaMelech, Harini Karv Lavad Elohim Acherim, I'm close to serving other gods. Elohim Acherim, Shem Acherim Lo Evdehem. Why are we calling them other gods? It doesn't really mean that there's actually other gods in this world. A mean means that they are considered other to those that serve them. He calls out to him and he doesn't answer him. So it's as if he's foreign to the one serving him. It's going to withhold its yield. Even that which is planted into it is not going to come and grow out of it. You're going to be destroyed very quickly. In addition to all the other suffering, I'm going to exile you from the land that caused you to sin. This is a parable to someone who sent his son to the Beis HaMishta to a feast. And he sat there and he warned him, don't eat more than you need to. You have to make sure that you come home clean. And this son didn't listen to his father. He ate and he drank way more than he needed to. And he threw up and dirtied everyone at the party. They took him by his hands and feet. And they threw him behind the palace. And it's the same thing. When Klai Yisrael eats too much and they drink too much and they do have averus, so Hashem picks them up out of the land and he throws them out of the land. Mehera, very quickly, the pasuk said, "Any nice on the chem arka, I'm not going to give you any reprieve. I'm not going to give you any time. It's going to happen really quickly." Vim timer and fear going to save a line in arka the dar mabul, but reprieve was given to the dar mabul. They were given 120 years. Shenemar it says, "Vahu yam of mev esrim shana." So Rashi answers, "Dar mabul, the generation of the mabul loy hayel hem milimud. They didn't have whom to learn from. There weren't really so many good people in the generation. Maybe just Noach and his sons. Vatem, but you yesh lechem milimud. You have many great people that you can learn from." So back to Chumash pasuk Yudches, v'samtem es dvarei ela, and you should place these words of mine on your hearts and on your souls. And you should tie them as a sign on your arms. And they shall be as toitafais in between your eyes, meaning you should put them as tefillin on your arms and heads. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yudches, v'samtem es dvarei. Even after you're exiled, you should be exemplary in mitzvahs. Hanichu tefillin, assume mezuzos, wear tefillin, put mezuzos on your doors. So it shouldn't be considered like something new when you come back to Eretz Yisrael. V'cheinu Emor says, make sure to have markers for yourselves. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yutes, and you should teach them to your sons to speak in them. When you're in your house, and when you're going along the way, and when you go to sleep, and when you wake up. And you should write them on the doorposts of your house, and on your gates. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yutes, from the moment that the son, that the child knows how to speak, you should teach him, this should be what he's accustomed to saying. From here they said, from the moment that the child starts speaking, his father should speak to him in Lashon HaKodesh and teach him Torah. If he doesn't do so, it's as if he's burying him. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chafalef, why is someone supposed to do this? So that your days could be prolonged and the days of your children. On the land that Hashem had promised your forefathers to give them, like the days of the heaven on the earth. And we're going to stop here for the day and pick up with the last Aliyah tomorrow. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.